Wednesday with Wiser. Well, they turned on the spigot and it's rain and more rain. You can find our hurricane guide and interview with Jeff Berardelli on the front of our homepage at RadioSt.Pete.com. Click on that. We'll be updating that with resources. We also have our Let's Go guide, which tells you everything that's going on. This week brings Flag Day, Father's Day, and more Pride. This Friday at 12 p.m., the Pride Immersive Experience continues. It is an incredible experience at the Fairgrounds St. Pete, which is now with the factory, Floridarama. And there's a lot going on there. So please continue to celebrate Pride and show love and compassion for all diversity. Let's just go through the music thing because now I think it's just too hot to be outside. So I'm getting tickets for a lot of things. This weekend, I will be at the Clearwater Jazz Holiday at Ruth Eckert Hall on Friday and Saturday. Amelia Marina has Justin Timberlake on the 14th, Santana and Counting Crows on the 16th, Melanie Martinez on the 18th, Peso Pluma on the 21st, and Missy Elliott. Yes, Missy Elliott on July 24th. American Stage continues with Hedwig. It's going to be 6/13 through the 16th at Janus Landing. And American Stage will have July 10th through 8th for the Figs. And on the 16th, I don't even know if I can say this. Hittopotamon Strussis Equipteleophobia by Dawn Branch. It's interesting enough for me to want to go. Capitol Theater this Friday. John Hyatt, the amazing John Hyatt, will be in the house. Central Park Arts Performing Center. If you didn't see Deanna Carter, you really missed a good one. The 14th is Jen Kober. We'll be there on the 30th with Larry Carlton. The 21st is Mimosa Fenced. Let's get a little bubbly and raise some money for good deeds. The 21st is a Down South Ultimate Country Dance Party. You want to have some other dance? You can go to the James Museum on the Tuesday where they have bands and there's all kinds of cool throwdown jams happening there. And then Early Bird Theater through the 16th has Bell, Book, and Candle by John Von Druten. And Floridian Social will the boys continue on Sunday. Brian Hughes, James Suggs, and the gang. And I saw that James Suggs was also over at the Studio Public House with the Jazz Jam last Sunday. I will be checking in to see if it's going to be again this Sunday. On June 13th through the 14th, Pride, the Emerald Rabbit Cabaret will be at Floridian Social. The 15th is the Resolvers with the Dub Collectors. The 21st, the Black Honkies. And on the 27th, a Lux, a Latin night at the Floridian Social. So that's going to be fun, and that's going to repeat again on July 25th. Over at Freefall Theater, take the kids, take the family to You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Sophisticated Swing, unfortunately, is sold out on the 29th for the Al Downing Association, but it's still, we hope that they do it again and they do it soon. On August 9th through 9/8, Fable will be at Freefall. Don't forget, Gulf Park Casino also has weekly dancing and instruction. They have Latin dancing. They have all kinds of dancing, swing dancing. And while you're in Gulfport, through the 16th, and Baby Makes 7 at the Hickman Theater. Gulfport Community Players, a very dark dramedy. Take that in. Janus Live, lots going on First Avenue. The 18th, Frank Turner and the Sleeping Pills. 21st is Pride Friday Night Concert with Sasha Colby. The 29th is the Taylor Party. And then on the 13th of July, Ballyhoo and Bumpin' Uglies with Joe Samba. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, worth driving over the bridge on the 19th for Alanis Morissette. If you're a rocker, 6/21 is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Ice Cube and Aaron Tom. And I'm looking forward to this. July 2nd, Barbie the Movie in concert, almost as good as the Mahaffey's upcoming Taylor Swift laser show. Lots of fun things for us girls. July 11th at Mid-Florida Credit Union is the Doobie Brothers with Robert Cray. Can't be missed. I've seen Robert Cray before. To see him with the Doobie Brothers, going to be amazing concert. And on the 13th, the Queens of R&B. The 14th, good old Sammy Hagar will be there with Loverboy. And on the 16th, Dance It Up with Janet Jackson and Nelly. And those of you who love the New Kids on the Block, they'll be at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater on the 19th. But wait, there's more. Raymond James Stadium on the 15th has Rock the Block, Inc., a Juneteenth celebration. July 11th and 12th, Morgan Wallen. And on August 14th, Zach Bryan. Ruth Eckert Hall, I told you about the Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam on the 14th and 15th. The 22nd is Abducted by the 80s, Wang Chung, Men Without Hats, The Motels, and Naked Eyes. Each one sounds like it could be a country music song, doesn't it? Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino continues on with their great concerts on the 20th, Heather McDonald, on the 30th, Walker Hayes. And here's an oldie but goodie, on the 7th of July, KC and the Sunshine Band. And on July 25th, Donny Osmond, and the 31st, the Jonas Brothers. Straz has Les Mis, 6/11 through the 16th, 6/14 through the 29th, you're in town. And 6/17 is the Arts Legacy Remix, the 4th annual Juneteenth commemoration. Finally, our friends at the Palladium have some great stuff. 6/20 is LaRue Nicholson. 6/29 is Jeremy Carter, Pure Imagination. 7/12 is Faithfully Rocks the Palladium. And 7/26, Zachary Bartholomew, The Balancing Act. And the Mahaffey, 6/14, Bruce C. Clay's Dance Center. And 6/16, Fifth Dimension Dance Center. The Taylor Shines, The Laser Spectacular, the 20th of July. And Take the Kids, 8/3 to the 4th, Paw Patrol Live. The Studio at 6/20 continues with their poetry open mic on the 26th. And then a celebration of the legend and the legacy of Bob Devin Jones on June 30th. And it goes on and on. So that's a sassy little scribe telling you what is cool for Wednesday. Be back with a few more things in a couple minutes. Wednesday with Wiser enjoys going to the museums and galleries, and I want you all to go to the websites for the Dalí and the Museum of Fine Arts, for the Imagine Museum, and for the Museum of American Crafts, Arts and Crafts Movement, and the St. Pete Museum of History. There is so much going on, and so Brandi Stark has a haunted tour at the St. Pete Museum of History on the 13th. That is going to be so much fun. Excuse me, on the 12th. You better reserve your spot now for a spectacular haunted trolley tour. It's led by Brandi Stark, founder of Spirit St. Petersburg, and it takes you to lesser-known haunted historical places. Really, there's just so much going on. The museums around town have all kinds of ways to cool off. I'll tell you some other things that I like that are going on. The Shout is on the 19th, 6 to 8, at the Arts Exchange. And that's an immersive introduction to art history and the soul of gospel music. That is at Warehouse Arts District. You know, Pride Month continues all over the city. There is so much going on in Gulfport, downtown St. Pete. So definitely be looking at the website for the city as well. Now, the Florida Holocaust Museum presents Say the World Should See Them, The Liberation of Orduf and Buchenwald. This is a museum that touches my heart through the 31st of July. There are so many things to see. There's some virtual reality recorded spoken words by survivors of the Holocaust. And with all the hate that's in the world, let's not ever forget. The St. Pete Museum of Fine Arts has Never the Same Song, an exhibition of the works of Lizzie Bugatsos and Lonnie Holly. That is through September 15th. And, you know, one of my favorite places is Wild Spaces Gallery in the Factory. And through the 23rd, Wild Path Connect and Protect is showing. The Factory St. Pete also has the 14th and 15th, Shades of Pride, LGBTQ plus Juneteenth Festival, Mize at the Factory Bliss, and then on the 15th, St. Pete Pride, the Honors Ball. Florida Craft Art Gallery continues through the 6th with Crafting Play, and the Saltwater Gallery through July 6th, Homecoming, new work by John Hosford. You know, I think that some of the greatest crafts are and art can be found at the markets, and you got to go early because it's really incredibly hot. Incredibly hot. The third Saturday, you can find the Crossroads Market, Crossroads Christian Church in Largo. Creative Pinellas has its third Saturday, 10 to 5 at Pinewood. And Gulfport has their Indie Fair on Beach Boulevard on the third Saturday. So that's coming up as well. Some other galleries that I want you to check out while you're kind of cooling off is the Red Cloud Indian Arts Gallery in downtown St. Pete on Beach Drive. The Dunedin Fine Arts Center not only has crafts classes, but they have some amazing exhibits and events. It's worth driving up to Dunedin. There is so much to do. Eckerd College is closed for the summer, but remember when they reopen in the fall, not only do they have Ollie, but they have films and an art museum. Another favorite of mine for cooling off is the Sid and Tell Gallery in Safety Harbor. Always a great place to go, delicious food to eat. And Brendan McMahon Gallery is the subject of St. Pete Life magazine article. I love that place. That is in Gulfport. Atelier de Saucy on 6th Avenue in downtown St. Pete. And of course, Art Pool Gallery. We salute Marina on 2030 Central Avenue. It's more than just vintage fashion. It's just a very cool thing. Another great art gallery for cooling off in is Articles, Leslie Curran's Gallery. And that's on 1234 Drive, MLK Jr. And then finally, the Clyde Boucher Galleries. Take a trip to Venice or to Big Cypress. Both of them are amazing. His books are amazing. He's appeared at the James Museum. And of course, another great artist with a local a presence here is the Chihuly Collection. Don't forget to go to the Craftsman House and check out what's going on. Also, our friend Pete Gallagher and his show, Saturday, 10 to 12, live from there, the Creative Clay Cultural Arts Center on 1848 First Avenue. And finally, don't forget, the Morian Arts Center, one of our great local museums. So that's Wednesday with Wiser. If you're going to get hot, get cool by going indoors, see a film, enjoy a gallery or a museum, eat a great meal, and remember, there's so much to do. This is the number one place to live, work, and play in America.